Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from our recently renovated, redecorated narthex lobby area here at the church. And I'm standing next to our creche, where Jesus is conspicuously absent because he hasn't yet arrived. He'll make his appearance on Christmas Eve. And the creche is in a new spot this year. We have done some upgrading to this space and painted and put up signs and moved furniture and all those things. And so we needed to find a new space to put the creche. And I think on Sunday, we all agreed that this was a good spot for it. This year, we needed to find new space and make sure that we allocated space for the creche and space for Jesus. And I think that's true probably for all of us every year as we enter into Advent, to make sure that we find space. It may not be the same space we had before. And I'm not even talking about literal space, but I'm talking about space in our schedules and our calendars as well. Time to set aside to remember and focus on, as they say, the reason for the season. This last Sunday was the first Sunday of Advent, and Advent is a season of waiting and preparation for the celebration of Christ's birth. It's also a reminder to us that we are waiting and should be preparing for Christ's promised return. This year we're using a daily devotional, All Creation Waits, that was created right here at the church by Andrea, and it's a daily devotion that if you haven't picked up a copy, I encourage you to do so when you're at the church. If you're looking for a copy online, it's available at our website or our social media platforms, where you may even be watching this video. Andrea is posting each day for the daily reflection. And each week, the reflections are focused on that Sunday's preaching text. You'll note that it's All Creation Waits, and we have four colors here that depict the four elements of creation. This last Sunday, we read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, and this Sunday we'll be reading from Ezekiel 37 about the valley of dry bones and the wind, the air, the wind blowing through that valley and bringing those bones, those dead, dry bones, to new life. So my encouragement for you is to make space. Even if things have changed in your life since last year or for the last few years, is to make space, new space, if that's what needs to be made, to focus upon Jesus this Advent season in preparation for Christmas, and to see how that impacts your preparation and then your celebration of the arrival of Jesus the Christ. Make space. Well, thanks for making space in your schedule and spending the time with me this morning. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday for another Hump Day Hallelujah. And if you have the space available in your schedule, maybe even join us for worship this Sunday morning for the second Sunday of Advent. Take care.